This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome into the whole show. Glad everybody could be here on this Tuesday, November 25th. Couple days away from Thanksgiving. I hope you're raring to go. Whatever you end up doing, I hear the travel situation, Michael, is going to be absolutely crazy. Obviously, this is a silly time of year to travel anyway because people are visiting family and whatnot, taking many vacations during the Thanksgiving holiday, but just be good to yourself out there. And, you know, mind your manners. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFK. The good? I'm going to say specifically here, because I'm cooking on this guy right now. Peyton Watson. P-Swat. P-Watt. Either way, 27 points for him. 5 of 12 from the three-point line. The Nuggets win over the Memphis Grizzlies, 125 to 115. I thought that was an important win. You know, well, you were without Gordon against Sacramento. But you got the news that Gordon was going to be out 4 to 6 weeks at least, and you're still without Christian Brown. Mentally, you wonder what that does to a team. Came out, you win the game against Memphis. Now you're off until Friday. I liked that win because, you know, any time you can have a stretch of days in between games when you're dealing with injuries is a good thing. When you can go from Monday night to now Friday, Not quite a week, but you get several days in between. That's good for the healing process. Not as many games in between. Nuggets' schedule has not been forgiving, but this is a good win for Denver. And Peyton Watson, I believe before that game, he was 11 for 15 on corner threes, Mike. And I used to put out the Peter Griffin tweet or GIF for Russell Westbrook because those were the only threes he could make was the corner three. But we, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new corner three guy. And that's Peyton Watson.
Corner three.
I love it. 27 points for him. That's his second career night because he had it the other night, too. So is Watson starting to really refine his game? Good problem. The reason it's a problem, the better he gets, the more out of the Nuggets price range he gets. Keep in mind, he will be a free agent at the end of this season, and you just signed Christian Brown. I'm going to get into that a little bit later on, because what that means to Denver. But enjoy it while you have it, because I do think Watson is starting not to seem like such a raw player. You know, athletic, he could swat some shots. Like those were his high-energy things. Basically, Kenneth Faried with more touch. He's becoming much more than that, and it's fun to see. Last night was great. Joker's pass. Joker's pass to Peyton Watson. Marlo with the call. Fantastic.
Jokic's going to try to draw the foul. Behind the back to Watson!
Wow.
Oh, my!
I don't know what we're seeing anymore, gang. I don't know what we're seeing. That was phenomenal. Joker with, you know, a modest 17 points, 10 rebounds, 16 assists. Another triple-double. He continues to climb the triple-double ladder. He's not that far away now from passing up Oscar Robertson. Is second all-time in triple-doubles. The bad for me, and I'm going to get into this story in the next segment, Jay Sovell, talking to media yesterday, got this story from a good friend of mine, Alex Taylor from YO Sports, talking about NIL roster and the money. Here's a quote that I just thought was interesting from Alex's article at WyomingNews.com. He said, a year ago at this time, my number one thing coming out of that season was that we've got to get this defense rebuilt. We did that. I can tell you right now, we're not going to be scoring 7 points next year. We're going to get that other part fixed. If that's going to take $100,000 of my money, we're going to figure out something. $100,000 of my money. It just, you know, how much money do the Cowboys have, football organization have over there? It just doesn't seem like much. He went on to say, I'm going to start playing the Powerball in the offseason, and if I hit one of those really big ones, we're going to be rolling with guys like Oregon for a couple of years. The reality is, if we get up to $2.5 million, we'll win a whole bunch of games. We're not there. So there, you know, he's showing us exactly what they don't have, and they don't even have $2.5 million to spend. It just makes me wonder, like, what does CSU have? You know, John Weber has gone on the record and said he wants to be one of those schools that can get up to the $20 million. If Wyoming's not even at 2.5, what is CSU at? I'm curious. And if CSU's much higher than that, then that makes the season that was for Colorado State even more difficult to deal with. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Go Poke says it's pathetic beyond pathetic. Like, sure, Go Poke, sure. Yeah, answer to your question, yeah. We can have that conversation. Hey, I'm always open to that. Conversations that don't need to have the text hit the on-air side of things, too. Let me know. Just always put it. If you want to text me things that you don't intend me to read, Michael, what do you do? You just say, not for air. That's the first thing you write. You don't
or do
put,
not read.
Well, then I won't read it.
I'll read it.
Like if they say do not read, I just won't read it. So you've already warned me.
I'll read it if they don't want anyone to read it.
No, they say not for air. That's what you say. Don't say it at the end of the sentence either because, Michael, I'm like Ron Burgundy. I will read everything on the teleprompter. I will read everything on the First Advantage text line. And then if you say don't air that, then I'm already going to – it's too late. You know, Pandora doesn't go back in the box, Mike. That's how it goes, right? Faith says, wait, I didn't even get to my ugly. Faith's going with her own ugly. I like this. The ugly was getting all those picks last night. The Panthers absolutely failed at capitalizing on them. Shameful. Yeah, there was like 475 picks last night. I did not watch Monday Night Football. I was on the Nuggets Memphis game. But I watched the recap this morning, and a lot of interceptions in that football game. But leave it to Christian McCaffrey to make sure that the 49ers got the dub over the Panthers, 20-9. Brock Purdy threw 3 interceptions. Bryce Young threw 2 interceptions. Five interceptions in that game. Fortunately, Christian McCaffrey ran for 89 yards and a touchdown. Also had 53 yards receiving. And that was big for the Niners, as they're in the most ridiculous of divisions in that NFC West with the Rams, Seattle, and they're sitting at 8-4 in third place. The ugly, actually, for me, and I'm going to get into this story a little bit later on, but USA Today, this was a couple of months ago, and I just didn't hit it, talking about the Colorado Buffaloes and where they sit. With all the money that they're spending, USA Today reported about a month and a half ago, they submitted several requests to Colorado since May for records that show the athletic department's revenue and expense estimate for the current fiscal year. In response, Colorado said it didn't have documents responsive to these requests. The university then provided a document on September 10th that shows estimated expenses for the current fiscal year at $164.9 million. That is about $24 million. More than the estimated expenses for fiscal year 25 and $27 million more than fiscal 2024. They got a quote in here from a professor, Michael, Sigmund Byrd, or Beard, or Byrd. As someone who is teaching, who is a teaching professor, I find it interesting that this budget crisis has occurred since Deion Sanders has come to see you. That the university will be perhaps giving even more money to athletics makes it worse. It frustrates me. It angers me. Why is Sanders and the football team getting the money? That the university may not be transparent in the way it's paying its bills concerns me, too.
I would prefer that they be transparent about it.
That is an associate teaching professor at Colorado. Mike, they're spending a lot of money on Coach Prime. They're spending a lot of money on his stuff, coaching staff, bodyguards even, NIL.
Are they getting the money back?
They're making money. Are they making more?
I'm just wondering, are they making money?
Everything I read would lead me to believe the answer to that question is they are not making what they are bringing in.
I feel the same way. I feel like the money might have come in real quick and then hasn't come in. It's kind of tapered off.
There's more money coming in than ever before. But there's more money going out than ever before. That is a problem. And when you're not winning football games and you're losing most of your football games, what are we doing here? Next season, now I've said this all year and last year and the year before that, Coach Prime is there for as long as he wants to be. This story, other stories that I'm finding, lead me to believe that next year will in fact be a hot seat year for Coach Prime. Because at some point when you just say, well, the money's bringing in. Yes, he's bringing in a lot of money, but you're spending more money for on him, $10 million, coaching staff, other things that you simply don't have. And this report, based on the quotes, would lead us to believe that they're using outside athletics resources to fund the football program. So it's not all shiny right now. It's 100%. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. If you guys want to chime in. See, like that, I'm going to read it. Your producer is better than you, not for air. That's what a texter just says. Mike, is that your burner account?
I have a burner account.
I think that's your burner account. What is he better than me in? I don't think that's true.
Being a Broncos fan?
You're such a jerk. Big Hub, hearing my coworkers brag about OKC, the Nuggets need to do something. What do they need to do, Big Hub? What do you suggest, man? I mean, Aaron Gordon's out 4 to 6 weeks. Christian Brown's out for 4 weeks. I mean, they got to get healthy now. Cameron Johnson's coming on, 18 points for him last night. Spencer Jones, kind of a defensive guy, didn't have any points, but they kind of like him. Right now, man, it's going to be busting your tail to stay above the water here. Jamal Murray, 29 points, that's the ticket. 11 of 21, 6 of 9 from the three-point line. Jamal looked good. He had 8 assists. He had some sweet passes too, man. Not just Joker. He had some great passes. Yeah, but that's the thing, man. This race is wild, and we're early, man. It's way early to be talking about this, but this is how fast you can lose ground. OKC is 17-1. They're 17-1, Michael. The Nuggets are 13-4. That's a respectable record. That's like tied for, you know, I mean, in the Eastern Conference, there's only one team that's better than that, and that's Detroit. Toronto's second in the Eastern Conference at 13-5. In the West, you have the Thunder at 17-1. Denver, Lakers, Rockets, and I guess just those three, are all in the four-loss category. And San Antonio's 11-5. Nuggets play San Antonio on Friday. Wimby's out, so there's your chance. But that's why last night's win was nice. It's a game you're supposed to win. Memphis isn't good, especially with the whole Ja Morant situation. You got to win those kind of games, and now you get a few days off. Stretch these weeks out, man, as much as you possibly can. That's what I'm looking for. Because it's been kind of a brutal schedule to start the season for Denver. So they play San Antonio Friday, and then, bam, back-to-back, they go to Phoenix on Saturday. And then they play against Dallas on Monday, Indiana Wednesday, Atlanta Friday. I mean, the schedule does not necessarily lighten up for the next week. So they're going to keep coming. Games that you're probably going to look, you know, San Antonio, Phoenix, Dallas, Indiana, winnable games for you, for sure. But this this month of December, man, that's I just hope by the end of December, without AG and a good chunk of time without Christian Brown, you're still a team that is 10 games. Can you get to 10-plus games over 500, or are you going to be flirting with the 500 mark? Injuries are brutal, man. Big Hub says, don't lose to the Kings. That's what you can do. Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, scheduling. You tell me that this cup is so damn important. You schedule the Nuggets-Rockets game for a Friday night cup game, which was phenomenal. The game was great. Very emotional. And then you have them turn around and play against Sacramento the next night. If the cup is so damn important, why are you scheduling back-to-backs after cup games? I know there's more science to it with scheduling than I care to get into. I wouldn't want to do it. I don't know why we have back-to-backs at all. Do we have back-to-backs in the playoffs? No. I'm a big believer in don't do things that you don't do in the regular season. Like when Major League Baseball used to have their one wild card game, you play series all season. And then you play a series in the playoffs, except for the wild card games. There's a one game. They changed that, thankfully. Don't go away from what you do. I think high school football playoffs should be on Friday night. I know it's too cold, but you know, you play Friday night all season, and then suddenly you're asked to play Saturdays at 1 o'clock. I like sticking with what you do in the regular season, same timing around the playoffs and your postseason, all that stuff. Same goes for the cup in the NBA. Yes, Michael.
And if you're gonna do these Saturday games, make them during the day, because it's like we had the 1:30, the 12:30 pregame, and now we're gonna have a 4:30 pregame on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Got Wellington in the state championship this weekend, Mike.
It's gonna be fantastic.
Going down to Pueblo for that game. Kyle Johnson, Bruce Dick, gonna bring you coverage of that bad boy. I'm very excited. Wellington, man. A little sleeping giant there.
They got some talent. They have a lot of talent.
They got some talent.
Bring Northern Colorado a trophy.
23 minutes after the hour. Yes, absolutely. Bring a gold ball, Michael. They're called gold balls. That's the theme of the show today. Balls. Because of what happened on Monday Night Football. We'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Avalanche games and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Big City Roadhouse. Big City flavor, Roadhouse comfort. They're where the old Cables used to be. I mean, they just moved in not long ago, but man, they have put their stamp on this place. It's a fun, energetic, casual atmosphere. It's got a true Roadhouse kind of feel. They've been so respectful of what Cables created there, but also putting their own flair in. They've changed kind of the dining area. They've added more TVs. around the bar area too. So I mean, there's no excuse. You have a great place to go watch your favorite games, and they're doing great stuff for Thanksgiving. You know, they're going to be doing catering, open if you guys need to get out, that kind of thing. Big City Roadhouse will be there for you. And might I suggest the tavern style pizza or any flavor of wings? They are so good, but they also do steak. They have a wonderful menu, and breakfast burritos are available from 10 a.m. to noon every single day. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. This is what I don't get. GoPokes tweeting me, whole show, there are levels to this game, yet fans expect their G5 programs to go compete with this, and he's showing a picture from Bussin' with the Boys Twitter account. LSU's offer for Lane Kiffin reportedly includes $90 million, as well as nearly $25 million in annual roster money. I mean, I thought the threshold was $20 million. Now you get us like, what is it really? $20 million? How do they get to 25? I thought the line was $20 million. I know
$20 million's for the poors.
The what?
The poors.
The poor schools.
Yeah, the poors.
They can't even get to 20. Like, we're talking CSU's probably like 3 or 5. Boise State, I don't know, 5.
Those are the impoverished.
But Mike, they're saying $20 million is the limit, isn't it? Is it $20 million the line? And yeah, you can go out and make external money from other NIL deals that could get you to that number, but 25 shouldn't be something that they can just offer, you know, and annual roster money. It should be 20.
Is this a rumor or is this confirmed?
It's a kind of a rumor. It's a report. So it's not confirmed, but it's Bussin' with the Boys, who their social media account. They're presented by FanDuel, so you know it's legit. They got over 300,000 followers, so I don't see why. It's Will It's Will Compton's podcast. So yeah, they're legit.
I was going to say everybody's got a gambling sponsor.
Yeah, but
for you.
It's Will Compton. Well, thank you for throwing that in my face. We don't have a gambling sponsor. We're looking, though.
Okay.
We're looking.
Brought to you by DraftKings.
They don't advertise, so don't say that. Edit that out. Edit that out of the podcast.
Brought to you by ESPNGamble.com.
That's DraftKings now. They're just with DraftKings.
Oh, yeah. They got rid of that, didn't they? Because they
got rid of
so much money.
ESPN Bet, and so they're just partnering up with DraftKings. But that's what I don't get. I'm reading, as well as nearly 25. Dude, this is as confusing as the NBA aprons. Like, okay, the Supreme Court deal allowed schools to have $20 million to disperse through their athletic programs. $20 million. But then you hear LSU's willing to go big on Lane Kiffin and also nearly $25 million in annual roster money. How are they promising 25 when the line is 20? Well, Brady, they have other external NIL deals. Well, those aren't supposed to be pay for play. Those are supposed to be, once they're there, if a business wants to work with a student athlete, then that's part of it. But I didn't think you could necessarily promise that as a part of your deal. Yeah, I don't know. If you can't get to $20 million, then what are you doing? And if, like, CSU can't get to 10, Wyoming can't get to 2. Like, it's just crazy to me. This is where, GoPoke says, how do we ever keep up? You don't. So you either do one of two things. You get a Roger Goodell in there and you stop with all this crazy money. It's basically Major League Baseball on steroids. No salary cap. Anybody can do whatever. Or you do what we all think's you're gonna do, and that's separate the islands, and you just create your gigantic CFP, and it's 30 schools in the SEC and it's 30 schools in the Big Ten or whatever, and you just call it the AFC and the FC. That's where we're headed. This money is ridiculous. No, you don't keep up. $25 million in roster and annual roster cash, there's only two ways to go about it. And the other way is just not possible because they'll get sued for trying it. And that's to bring in a Roger Goodell and say, there is a salary cap. I thought $20 million was it. Did you read it right? Right? I thought it was 20
million.
I thought
it was 20 million.
So why are we seeing $25 million in annual roster cash?
Maybe
this is also from
cheating.
Ross Dellinger. As Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss met Friday, confidence brewed in Baton Rouge. LSU is finalizing a near $90 million offer to the coach. Blessed by the governor. Blessed by the governor. And $25 million plus in annual roster cash in its most serious push to gain his commitment. Sources tell Yahoo Sports. $90 million to the coach. And $25 million. So $90 million spread out over whatever, however many years. I don't know, Mike. Are they going to offer him a 8 to 10 year deal? Then $25 million in annual roster cash? The answer is, go Pokes, the way it's constructed right now, you don't keep up. You get a commissioner in there and you say, this is what you can spend. And you cut off the NIL, like, you can't. Like, that's the only way, but they'll get sued for trying that. You cannot. There is no salary cap. That's why you have to make, I guess the other one is as part of bringing a commissioner in, Mike, is you make them paid players. You sign them to contracts. That's the only way to do this.
Let's do it now.
So, they don't have to go to school anymore. They're just paid employees. Which means they sign a contract. They cannot enter the portal because they've signed a contract. They can go make endorsement deals on their own, just like Nikola Jokic can and Aaron Gordon can, but that's on their own, and I can't promise you that. And we have a salary cap. But even then, the salary cap is going to be $20 million. And CSU and Boise State and Wyoming, none of those schools can hope to really compete as this thing continues to explode.
I hope that if he signs this contract, I hope he signs it on a plane, on a tarmac, because then things would go full circle.
I'm sorry, I missed half of that.
He was fired on a tarmac.
Who was fired on a tarmac?
Tarmac.
Who was?
Lane Kiffin.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He was fired from USC, yeah. And I just think that's, like that.
Yeah, but what are we doing here?
That would be so
here?
Cool.
What are we doing here? Like, We're going to go give like a coach $90 million to come in and do what Brian Kelly couldn't do. Like, is Lane Kiffin, I'm asking you, Mike, is Lane Kiffin that much better than Brian Kelly as a coach?
No.
No.
But I think Brian Kelly burned a lot of bridges.
Correct. He also changed his accent.
Yeah, he was real carpetbagger.
Like, what happens if Fort Collins gets him? Which they won't. But what would that accent be? Hello, everyone. Would you like some craft brews? I don't know. Is that a Fort? I'm from Fort Collins. I live in Fort Collins now. You think I would have the accent?
Do they have an accent?
No, they don't have an accent.
They have a Colorado accent.
Colorado. Hey, man, you want to go have some craft beer and some za? Is that Fort Collins?
No, that sounds like California.
Okay.
Sounds like surfer.
Oh, I mean, come
just
on.
Start calling every soda Coke.
Who does that?
Californians.
They call sodas Coke?
Yeah. Back when I was in California, we called everything a Coke. You go to the window and you say, what do you want? Burger and a Coke. What kind? Pepsi.
I just think it would be funny. Somebody should do a parody of this. Brian Kelly getting jobs throughout the country and what that accent would sound like. Like Wyoming, it would be like, we could sure use the moisture, this wind, that kind of thing. Fort Collins would definitely be more the California thing because Fort Collins, right?
Maybe that's why they hated him, because he sounded like such a politician.
Well, no, Kelly changed
his
accent. He changed it when he went to LSU. He was trying to do like the, I don't know, what's a Louisianan accent?
I can't do a Creole accent.
We'll try it. No? Got nothing?
I got nothing. How about some jambalaya and some gumbo?
No, you're right. You couldn't do it. Texter, I really wish we could put that genie back into the bottle, brother. I really do. I still maintain that if they had gotten ahead of this 20 years ago, we wouldn't be dealing with this. There would have been regulations that people were not so... But they just kept keeping people from... I mean, the Johnny Manziel story, the Jeremy Bloom story, Those are all atrocious, right? Like, that's stupid. Jeremy Bloom, not to be confused with Orlando Bloom, Jeremy Bloom was an Olympic skier that just happened to play college football. But because he just happened to play college football, he could not make endorsement money on his Olympic skiing. Johnny Manziel signed an autograph and asked for money for it and got money for it and was told, no, don't do that. You're suspended for a first half of a game. That's ridiculous. But now it's gone so far the other way that we're writing in a contract that, hey, come to LSU. We got $25 million to spend on your roster. I thought it was 20. Yeah, but we got Bob's Soda Factory and Jared's Auto Shop and all that. They're gonna pitch in $5 million, so we got that ready for us. But I thought we couldn't entice them to play here with that money. We can't, but it's already there. But I thought it was $20 million. It is. How do they get? I don't know.
The NCAA used to have like a big stick up their butt. As soon as the stick got taken out of their butt, it's the Wild West.
Very descriptive. GoPoke says, LOL, how many times has Lane Kiffin been fired yet? We offer him record money to take a new job today, LOL. Make it make sense. I can't. I don't like hiring and firing coaches all the time and then you just bring in another guy. It's like drafting a top defensive end. And he's coming up on a contract extension, and you don't want to pay him. So we're a bad team. So then what are we going to do the next cycle? Draft another defensive end. Wait, you could have just paid the sure thing. But you don't. It's silly. Faith says, amazing Wyoming accent, Brady. LOL. Yeah, was that close? Go Pokes, was that close? We could sure use the moisture. Is that Wyoming?
Sound like George W. Bush.
No.
That sounds like an impression of him.
Big Hub says that's why Wyoming will be in the Mount West forever. Yeah, but Big Hub, it's not like CSU's doing much better. I mean, what are they at? Are they at $5 million? Do you think that they're at $5 million a year for their NIL roster for football? $3 million? I don't know. But even if you get to 10, you're nowhere close to 25. Go Poke sharing this story from On3. Nick Saban calls for change in college football in response to Lane Kiffin coaching rumors. This is not a Lane Kiffin conundrum. This is a college football conundrum, and we need some leadership to step up and change the rules. You need Nick Saban to come in and be the commissioner of the NCAA football. Just have one for football, have one for basketball, and then they can create a cup and all that stuff. But you need somebody that sets rules, man. The fact that the Pac-12 and the Mountain West were able to go off into Narnia and make some kind of stupid scheduling contract and then sue the pants off of each other for poaching and doing all that crap, the fact that that was just going on and nobody can step in and say, hey, no, that has to be approved by the NCAA because we're worried if you guys go off into a contract by yourself, no one will be protected and you might sue each other. That's why you don't have the AFC West go into the NFC East and say, hey, let's make a deal and your team will join my. You can't do that stuff. There are rules and regulations. In college football, we're changing conferences left and right. Nobody cares. We're doing schedule agreements. Nobody cares. We're poaching teams from one conference to the other conference. Nobody cares. Like, that shouldn't be allowed. Think about that. The Pac-12 crumbled. They shouldn't even be able to go and scoop up other teams because they're hurting their own college football brand. Yes, Michael.
By the way, CSU, according to AI, says the school reportedly is allocating a cap of up to $20.5 million for NIL stuff for whatever the upcoming season is. Maybe that was just CSU.
What was the number?
$20.5 million. I mean, maybe that was just CSU and not like an actual rule.
No, $20.5 is the Supreme Court threshold was like, hey, now schools are allowed to pay up to $20 million. Or is it not a line? Are you saying it's not a line? I thought
that's
it was,
what I'm wondering.
I thought it was up. Go Google the NCAA Supreme Court $20 million. Just see what it brings up. I thought $20 million was the cap, essentially the salary cap. Correct. Go Pokes, you've been on this too. Let me know if I'm wrong on that. But I thought it was, hey, we're saying every school is allowed to get up to $20 million. That's the line.
$20 million per school
per year.
This academic year.
Yeah.
Amount is increased potentially to 32.9 by 2034, 2035.
So right now, so basically that is, in other words, that's the salary cap. 11:43 the time. We got to take a break, Mike. We're blowing the clock here. Yes, thank you, Go Pokes. It's 20.5 from school for revenue sharing. 20.5 a year is what you're supposed to have. And that's for your entire school. But most schools are going to use it on football. Remember, Title IX came in and said, you can't do that. You got to give it to the... No, you don't if the money's coming in for specifically football. You don't have to disperse that. Let's take a break and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
Breaking news from Troy Rank. Deion Sanders says at his presser that Juju Lewis will not play at Kansas State, preserving his redshirt season. Sanders said it was his decision. Caden Salter will start. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I think if they didn't have such a bad game that last game, he might have considered.
Yeah, but save the season. You know, if Juju Lewis is committed to Deion and he thinks he can really build around him, give yourself one more year, an extra year. On top of that, I'm good with that.
I'm good with that, too. I'm just wondering if they hadn't had such a bad game the last game, you know, if they had had a closer season, if their games didn't just feel so awful every week, would he be not wasting that red shirt?
I don't know. That they're bad. Do you agree with me that all this talk about how great Coach Prime is and all this money I'm throwing at you, this they're overspending right now?
Oh, my God, they're overspending.
Do you agree? Yes. Do you agree with me that because of that, Coach Prime is actually on the hot seat next season?
I think he's kind of on the hot seat now.
Well, I guess he is now, but he ain't going anywhere in the offseason, unless he wants to. But don't you think next year will be like crap or get off the pot?
Like everyone will lose faith in him around the nation,
yeah,
except for Prime fans.
Well, yeah, but sooner or later, Buffs fans are going to outweigh Prime fans. In fact, I think they already have. And if they don't win next year, and I'm not talking bowl game, I'm talking getting back to where they were last year, nine wins. Then I don't know. Fun times, right? Kevin Lytle told our friends at Good Morning NoCo this morning that Taj Bullock is probably going to start at quarterback this weekend for the Rams. I like Taj Bullock. He was such a source of drama because of the way Jay Norvell was choosing to use him. And now he's going to start. It sounds like, anyway. 11:51 the time. Michael, let's take a short break. Top stories of the day. Low blows. Money. Things. Situations. It's the whole show, man. We are the situation. We'll be right back.
Rundown of all things high school football playoffs. Listen to the postseason special presented by Clearwater Products on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. Hey, by the way, it's Top Text Tuesday presented by Diamond Valley Collectibles. I got a $20 gift certificate for the best text of the day. Christmas is coming up, man. And $20 gift certificate at Diamond Valley Collectibles is going to go a long way. Help you with your Christmas shopping. All I ask is that you bring the noise. You make the show better by texting 888-530-0043. Who wants a $20 gift certificate? Diamond Valley Collectibles.
I can tell you which one deserves it.
None of your texts, that's for sure.
I didn't text. Top it was someone else, clearly.
Stories of the day coming up next. Try to make sense of life. That's what we do on the whole show. We'll be right back.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.